time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The Washington Post is reporting that officials in at least four countries have privately discussed ways they can manipulate Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law and senior advisor, by taking advantage of his complex business arrangements, financial difficulties, and lack of foreign policy experience, according to current and former U.S. officials familiar with intelligence reports on the matter. Among those nations reportedly discussing ways to influence Kushner to their advantage were the United Arab Emirates, China, Israel, and Mexico. It's unclear if any of these countries acted on the discussions, but Kushner's contacts with certain foreign government officials have raised concerns inside the White House and are a reason he has been unable to obtain a permanent security clearance. Kushner's interim security clearance was downgraded from the top secret to the secret level, which should restrict the regular access he has had to highly classified information, according to administration officials.
The threat, essentially, and the new action that White House Chief of Staff John Kelly said he would take indeed has been taking effect now. And that, of course, applies to a variety of officials here at the White House who have had temporary security access, top secret access. That is now being changed. First among them is Jared Kushner, of course, a senior advisor to the president, as well as the president's son-in-law. He has been operating under a temporary top secret security clearance since the first days of the administration. He has learned in recent weeks that his permanent clearance is not coming anytime soon because of questions about his background. He, of course, has been at the center of some of the inquiry that Robert Mueller has been leading. So this is going to be delaying that. But it's unclear exactly how this will impact his job. He is a senior advisor to the president who had a very wide portfolio, particularly dealing in Middle East peace, who needs top secret access to go through all of this if he's going to be effective here. So he, I am told by another person familiar with this, has not asked the president to intervene in this. He has not asked the president for a special dispensation, if you will. Is going to be treated the same as any other White House official. Now, we saw the president on Friday here at the White House. He said that this would be left up to the White House Chief of Staff, John Kelly. He said that Jared Kushner is doing a great job, but it's left up to John Kelly. So as it looks like right now, Jared Kushner is losing his top secret security clearance. It certainly changes his role here in the White House, even though people close to him, as well as his lawyer, has said he'll still be able to do his work, the same work, but it is entirely different. Not having that top secret security clearance.
NBC News is reporting that the U.S. intelligence community developed substantial evidence that state websites or voter registration systems in seven states were compromised by Russian-backed covert operatives prior to the 2016 election, but never told the states involved.
NBC News has learned that top secret intelligence requested by President Obama during his last weeks in office identified seven states where there was substantial evidence that state websites or voter registration systems were compromised by Russian-backed covert operatives prior to the 2016 election. All the state and federal officials we spoke to agree. No votes were changed and no voters were taken off the rolls. And six of the seven states deny their systems were breached based on their own cyber investigations. Overnight, a Department of Homeland Security spokesman disputing NBC's report in a tweet saying it is not accurate and undermines their efforts.
White House Communications Director Hope Hicks was on Capitol Hill on Tuesday to testify before the House Intelligence Committee, but she didn't answer many questions. Congressman Denny Heck of Washington said the committee, quote, got Bannoned.
White House Communications Director Hope Hicks refusing to answer key questions in the Russia probe, frustrating Democrats on the House Intelligence Committee.
I have less hope we'll get to all the answers.
Was there been a subpoena issued for her?
No.
Should there be?
Yes.
Why is that?
With anyone who doesn't answer questions, they ought to be subpoenaed, brought forth.
Republicans and Democrats on the panel had previously called on President Donald Trump's close advisor to answer all their questions about the transition and her time in the White House. But lawmakers from both parties said she wouldn't answer key questions about topics after the 2016 campaign. Hicks's unwillingness follows former White House chief strategist Steve Bannon, saying he was instructed by the White House to invoke executive privilege on behalf of President Trump over matters that occurred after the campaign. And former Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski also wouldn't discuss topics after he left the campaign in June 2016.
Dick's Sporting Goods, one of the nation's largest sports retailers, announced Wednesday morning that it was immediately ending sales of all assault-style weapons in its stores and that it would no longer sell high-capacity magazines or sell guns to anyone under 21, regardless of local laws. This comes on the day that students return to Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. Donald Trump may have filed his paperwork to run for re-election in 2020 on Inauguration Day, but his campaign got a bit of a boost on Tuesday when it announced that Trump has tapped Brad Parscale, the top digital strategist and digital media director for his 2016 campaign, as campaign manager. I got the news. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, now heard Tuesdays through Fridays at 6 p.m. Eastern on the Progressive Voices Network, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener-supported, so I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.